This is kind of sad. Did you know that nearly half of the world's 6,000 or so spoken languages are endangered? That's according to the United Nations. Well, in New Zealand, a group of teens is trying to save their endangered tongue through, wait for it, thrash metal music. Here's NPR's Ashley Westerman.
The first vocals of Alien Weaponry song, Ruana Te Whenua, sound like a battle cry. Because that's what it is. It's based off haka, a traditional war dance of the Maori, the indigenous people of New Zealand. And it's sung in the language, or te reo. 17-year-old drummer Henry DeYoung says the Maori haka and metal suit each other.
The music really goes with, that kind of aggressive style of vocal delivery. And so for us to be singing in Māori and doing it in this kind of haka style, I think it works really well.
He'd know. Via Skype, Henry says he and his 15-year-old brother and bandmate Lewis have been speaking fluent Māori since they were very young. Meanwhile, the two were also being raised on metal bands, thanks to their dad. Bands like Metallica and Rage Against the Machine. So when the two formed Alien Weaponry in 2010, Henry says singing in te reo about Māori issues is just what they decided to do.
It's a very common thing with metal to actually voice your opinions on politics, on unjust actions, and kind of slightly controversial topics.
Topics like the suppression of indigenous people's rights. Their single, Robitu, literally means land confiscation. Let's hear a little bit of that with an English translation.
According by the treaty, the full possession and chiefly authority over their lands, full possession and authority over their communities and land, full possession and authority over all things of value to them.
If you watch their music videos on YouTube, if you don't understand the language, you're not going to have any idea what they're singing about unless you put the closed captions on.
Alex Moulton is a music reviewer. He says Alien Weaponry has been well-received, winning a prestigious award for exceptional songwriting in te reo and playing at festivals across the country. He says their use of full te reo with metal is a first.
You know, a lot of the other bands will use it as sort of like a special part of the song, whereas the rest of the lyrics are all in English.
The band is also winning over pro-Maori language activists. People like Tanya Ka'ai, a professor of language revitalization at the Auckland University of Technology. Since the 1800s, te reo Maori has been in sharp decline, an impact of colonization. Ka'ai says after a Maori cultural revolution of sorts in the 1980s, the language began to claw its way back.
The language is used in the modern day, in the home, in the community, in traditional Maori spaces, but also between people having, you know, a cup of coffee.
Yet the latest census data show that only 21% of Maori even speak the language. That's down from 25% in 2001. The Maori make up about 15% of New Zealand's population, and Ka'ai says it's important to keep pushing.
Because then we can then shape our future. We can have control over our destiny. That's how we can survive as minority.
For Alien Weaponry, band member Henry DeYoung says they're going to keep doing their part to keep the language alive.
Give young people kind of this inspiration to actually learn the language and you know, keep it going.
This means finishing up their first album, which they aim to put out early next year. Ashley Westerman, NPR News.